T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
Now the latest on the virus. 657 new COVID-19 cases here in Michigan today, and that comes with 2 new deaths. Chief Medical Executive for Michigan, Dr. Janae Khaldun, says those numbers, well, they're leveling out.
Overall, we are seeing a plateau in cases after a slight uptick in June and July. And as we have seen throughout this pandemic, the disease spread looks different by region.
She says the Detroit region has about 40 cases per million people per day. This is testing is going well.
We also continue to focus on our testing. So we are now holding steady at about 28,000 tests per day, and that's about 2% of our population per week that is getting a test. And the good news is that our percent of tests that are positive is also now trending down.
As of yesterday, 460 people were hospitalized statewide with the virus.
Also, answer your phone calls and your text messages. That word from the State Health Department, along with Oakland, Livingston, and Genesee County Health Departments, as COVID-19 numbers have increased in those areas among young people.
Many of these cases in young people have been linked to parties where safety measures like social distancing and wearing a mask were not in place. To slow the spread of the disease, health departments are doing contact tracing to find out who may have been exposed and to get them to quarantine.
We do find challenges in this age group, just having them contact us as compared to, you know, sort of older folks. Also getting a full story is also a little bit challenging.
That's Dr. Juan Marquez, the medical director for Livingston County Health Department.
Younger people don't live on an island, and so they do interact with older folks, whether it's people in their household, their moms, dads, grandparents, or, you know, at their jobs, where there are people who are older and have pre-existing conditions that put them at risk.
From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Meantime, Governor Whitmer back with another update on the pandemic here in Michigan, as she calls for lawmakers in Washington to renew their round of emergency funding.
Saying the proposal put forward by Senate Republican leadership in Washington fails to meet the scale of the collective crisis we confront, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is encouraging passage of the $3 trillion Heroes Act passed by the House back in May, a package that would keep federal unemployment aid at $600 per week. Whatever the outcome of negotiations, the governor says those in federal government need to step up.
It's time for the President and Congress to work together in a bipartisan way to pass the recovery package to support state governments, families, frontline workers, and small business owners. People across the country are counting on the federal government to put partisanship and games aside.
Regarding the topic of in-person education in Michigan schools, the governor again said final decisions would have to be made on a local level, but added what state residents collectively do over the next few weeks will go a long way in determining what options may be available. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
One car maker finding a way to celebrate its history, even with the Woodward Dream Cruise officially canceled this year.
Well, Jackie, Chevy is taking its Dream Cruise celebration online. Chevy Marketing Vice President Steve Majoris says they're going to have different themed events all next week, which would have been Dream Cruise Week. He says it's very important to celebrate your heritage.
We're talking to you from Chevrolet, but the Woodward Dream Cruise is a celebration of Detroit and the Motor City and automotive heritage. And again, when everyone has that Chevrolet story, we're different than a consumer package good or what have you.
Majora's saying they're cruising the USA in your Chevrolet event could actually even bring more national attention to the Woodward Dream Cruise. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.